Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Sunday, July 31st, 2022. The tarot card for today is the World. I don't think we've seen this in a while, and it comes to us from artist Eli Nugaborin, and this is for the deck which just was released at the beginning of the month, called 78 Tarot Animal. And of course, by the time you are hearing this, they're magical. I hadn't mentioned it that I can recall. Their magical deck should be on Kickstarter. And it's a two-deck thing where they have a tarot deck and a companion oracle deck. And when I tell you they have outdone themselves this time, magical isn't even the right word. The artwork is phenomenal. It's a must-own deck. So jump on over to Kickstarter and check it out. Now, you know, when I see this, it's a card of cycles. It's a card of completion. Doors opening, right? Cycle of life. The whole thing going on here. And here we are at the end of July. And yesterday, I started talking about all of the big aspects taking place today. What a way to end a month on such a powerful note. And boy, oh boy, right? As we get ready to move into August, coming off of a really nice new moon on the 28th in Leo, with Jupiter having stationed, sitting at that 8-degree mark, just, you know, what do you want? And, you know, having that trine with the sun today, that's where we really want to talk about. I think the others, I'm not so sure, you know, because sometimes I feel like it's all mixed up together, all right, with our hopes and our dreams and our fears and the challenges and all the things that are going on. But I'm getting from this that there is so much more which is about to come. And what you do, what you've needed to do, what you are doing, you're in a very different spot than you've been in for a very long time. And I got so excited about all of this yesterday that I honestly didn't even talk about the moon, because I was like, oh my goodness, there's just, you know, so much major stuff that's happening. But the moon did move into Virgo yesterday in like mid-afternoon, so that's where it is today. And it is going to sextile Venus. You know, I just can't get my eyes off that sun trine Jupiter. When it comes to Jupiter, a lot of people think, okay, this is a day I should go play the lottery. Maybe you should, all right? You never know. Moon sextile Venus, maybe you should. You never know. But, you know, here's the thing. With Jupiter and the sun making you feel good about things and the optimism that's there, one of the most important things that Jupiter does is it brings people into our lives very often. Connections which make a difference. And the influence which these people are meant to bring, you know, it doesn't always happen like the moment they meet you, all right? But the connection is made. And I would say, you know, give it even up to 6 months. This is the end of July. We're looking at even between now and January, you know, where you could see a new connection that just blossoms into something wonderful that is, you know, amazing for you. And I think it's going to have a lot to do with where the sun is as well at the moment, all right? Whatever that Leo energy means for you. So we are kicking off a new cycle. There is success with this card, okay? And it's very often to me like stepping through a door, like when you cross a finish line, but you don't just stop, you know. I mean, sometimes people stop and fall to the ground when they've gotten across the finish line, but you don't just stop. You start thinking about what comes next, and August comes next, and August is going to be very, very important. I do want to remind everyone, listen to The Love and Finance. You can find it on Podbean, YouTube. I refuse to put it on Facebook, okay? Instagram, I'll put it there. And a few other places, maybe your favorite podcast provider. But you will want the heads up with everything that's going on in August, because it is a very important month. And this card is reflecting that today. old cycle, new cycle, open doors, victory, success, completion. Take all the keywords you want and put them together and just know that there is something more that's about to happen. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.